I've always listened to Aretha as a child. I grew up listening to her, so she is my number one. The boldness, you know.
Back in the day, I think she was known as an R&B singer. But Ace, and you're a big part of the show, you're singing and you're playing the bass. You say that the beat in Rocksteady leans towards funk. Could you address that a bit?
Yeah, I think that song is an early landmark departure of her R&B roots, as you spoke to kind of dabbling into the funk genre. And that beat is one of the most instantly recognizable aspects of that song. I believe that was Bernard Purdy playing on that track, and that hi-hat, his backbeat and the hi-hat work stood out, signature. And then the bass was definitely a funkier groove than some of her previous recordings were. So that was kind of like a departure point there. It was kind of pivoted there.
And then that serves as sort of a basis for what you do in your work with Kendra. Of course, not exactly the same, but kind of your spin on it.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's check out a little more of that. You're going to be doing the song Bon Bon V in this show. Why'd you choose it?
It was a catchy song, danceable, and it fits right in my repertoire.
Yeah, that's it.
I like it.
Well, I think if you're going to produce art, it's good to start at a place that you like what you're doing.
Exactly.
Yes. And it was a pretty big song for its day. So it checks a lot of boxes.
And I guess the focus too is for us to have a lot of danceable music, because, you know, we're going to have folks out ready to dance and party. So we really try to focus on more up-tempo.
Speaking with Kendra Glenn and Ace Mack. Ace, you wrote something called Get You, Sweat You, like get the letter U, sweat the letter U. What's the inspiration for this?
A quick summary, and this was kind of probably in my prolific younger years writing. Late one night, I kind of had this groove, and I went down into the basement. I had a little four-track studio, and laid all the parts, I demoed it up, and that was the result of it. I mean, the groove I had immediately. And so within maybe 15, 20 minutes, I had the groove all demoed up, laid down, basic tracks. Melody was in my head, and I wrote the lyrics sometime later that day, accompanied by my brother. That title kind of was in my head right away, and we wrote the lyrical content from that position.
Kind of amazing how fast it can all come together when you're on.
That's it. That's when the muse strikes you. It's almost like it's not even really you, right? It's coming from somewhere else. you're the vessel that it comes through. And so you just have to be aware of it and listen and allow it to.
We are speaking with Ace Mack and Kendra Glenn performing at the Minnesota Music Cafe on August the 31st. That's next Friday night. The show starts at 8 o'clock, doing a lot of funk. And Kendra, you were saying you wanted to put on something called Ain't Nobody. You've been doing this a long time.
Yes, and it's a very popular Shaka song. Everybody knows it. It's a great sing-along song, and we do it quite a bit in our repertoire. I mean, Shaka, you know, she's in a class of her own. She's another one that I've listened to and tried to emulate. I'm especially excited because we have his son who's going to be on drums. Keandre Mack is a very well-known drummer locally here around town. So he's on the show, which that's an extra treat for us, for both of us, to have his son playing drums and vocals. So he's done quite a bit in his little short time of being a drummer. He's done a lot of things. I think he worked with Mark Brown in the Prince camp. So he's done quite a bit, and we're excited to have him because he's such a professional. Like his dad, he's a little musical genius, okay?
The Kendra Glenn Band with Ace Mack presents a funk extravaganza at the Minnesota Music Cafe in St. Paul, Friday night, July 31st. For information, the URL is MinnesotaMusicCafe.com and spell out the entire word Minnesota. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.